I've made thousands of videos in my almost a decade of being a content creator, but this I think is the hardest video to make. Now, let me start off by saying that when I started creating videos, I knew that I didn't know everything, but I always told myself na okay lang yun. It's true. That doesn't mean I shouldn't keep learning. I still am learning. Kaya nga learn with like eh. But whatever I know, I teach. So I'm coming from a point saying, in all humility, that I don't know everything about this topic. And I need to read up more, I need to research more in order to get a fuller picture. But the one thing I think all of us can agree on is that life is precious. And I've always held on to that. I've said it so many times before, ulitin ko ulit, that I think the reason why our souls are weightless is because it reminds us that no one soul is more valuable than another. That has been part of my core value system ever since. Now, I know not a lot of people disagree with that, but for those who do, wala naman ako magagawa. Ang ibig sabihin din nun is that sa conversation dito sa nangyayari sa Gaza, the one thing I could clearly say is that I personally joined the call for a ceasefire. Kasi people are dying. Now, I know making this video comes with risks. Risky siya kasi when I say certain things and people disagree with it, magagalit sila. Risky din siya kasi may mga people who, if you think about it, agree with me, but makukulangan pa rin dun sa sasabihin ko. So kahit sila, magagalit din. Wala kang kalalagyan, kumbaga. But I really couldn't keep making the usual videos I make without putting this out there. And if you're sticking around and listening, pag-usap tayo. Now of course, kulang yung time and knowledge ko para balikan itong conflict nito since forever. And since most of the conversation naman recently is anchored dun sa October 7, Hamas attack sa Israel, we're going to start with that. And we're going to run through a few words that I feel we need to talk about more. The first word being extremism. It's important to note that Hamas is not Palestine. And that Hamas does not represent the entirety of Palestine. Now, they did attack Jews, civilians. And according to Israel, the death count was 1,200. It was 1,400 before, binaba nila sa 1,200. Now, dahil human beings have a hard time grasping numbers na mas malaki kaysa sa 10 daliri natin, think of Tanghalang Pasigueño, yung main hall. Or if you've ever been to Star City, yung Alio Theater, that holds 1,275 people, so that big. Mali ba yun na pumatay ng civilians? Definitely. But then you ask, why? Why are these, sabihin natin, groups formed? Now, aside from creating educational content, I do some work behind the scenes when it comes to peace building inside and outside the country. And when we talk about extremism, yung extremism lang muna, the definition, root word, extreme, is about holding political or religious beliefs that are extreme, sometimes to the point of fanaticism. Think of it as, tama kami, lahat kayo mali. But we need to distinguish extremism din from violent extremism. Kasi you can believe that tama ka lahat mali, pero hindi naman siya mag-turn into violence. Violent extremism, as defined by UNESCO, is this. It's a threat to peace and tolerance. It is a constant menace to security, human rights, and sustainable development. It doesn't end there. It says no country or region in the world is immune from its devastating impacts. It is not enough to counter it. We must prevent it. Because no one is born a violent extremist, but they are made and fueled. And I stand by that. I don't think anyone is born with a weapon. wanting to destroy and annihilate everyone who doesn't believe exactly the way that they do. But as history would show, there are ways to create violent extremists. And one of the surefire ways to do that is through abuse. Consistent and persistent abuse. A person with their backs against the wall would bite. And kung may common thread sa maraming violent extremists, it's that may reason why they decided to go down that path. I'm not saying that this excuses their behavior. One of the things I always say, I've always said this, ulitin ko rin, ulit, our past can explain our behavior, but it does not excuse it. Ibig sabihin, mas naiintindihan natin yung pinanggagalingan, pero kung gagawa tayo ng mali dahil dito, hindi pa rin yung tama. Now, sa case ng Palestinians who support Hamas, and again, hindi naman sila lahat ito ha, if you look at their past, kahit not so distant past na lang, it would explain that choice because the Israel of today, that state, is a created state. This is not a perfect metaphor, but imagine this. If may kumatok sa bahay ninyo one time, tapos sinabi nila na kailangan mong umalis at maghanap ng ibang titirahan, itataboy nila kayo kasi noong unang panahon, generations ago, dati silang nakatira sa lupang kinatitirikan ng bahay ninyo. Now, how would you feel if they did it sa buong neighborhood ninyo? How would you feel if by drawing on old maps, old references, old records, biglang sa kanila na lahat ng kung anong meron ka? And hindi nga natin kayangan lumayo para maka-empathize or maramdaman kung ano yung struggles na yan. Kasi our country is in the middle of something similar. If hindi kayo familiar with what's going on sa West Philippine Sea, and kung paano itinataboy tayo at wala daw tayong karapatan doon at sa kanila yung lugar na yon because of an old map na may 9-line. I encourage you to read up on that. Pero bakit pupunta pa rin doon yung Coast Guard natin? Kahit na tinataboy sila ng tubig. Kasi sa atin yun. Palestinians didn't have it easy then. Again, it explains the behavior. It does not excuse it. But if you flip it sa kabilang side, bakit din nila ginagawa yun? Now, hindi natin i-discount yung fact that Jews have been a victim of genocide, of abuse then, from other people. We know our history enough to know about the Holocaust, right? But why do some Jews, even those na nakatira sa state at territory na yon ng Israel ngayon, still say na they don't support kung anong ginagawa ng Israeli Defense Forces ngayon sa Palestine? Well, it's because not all Jews are Zionists. Now, ano ba yung Zionists? This is an oversimplification, but let's define it this way. These are people with Jewish ancestry who believe that they should claim what was the old territory ng Israel. That includes territories that Palestine now holds and yung mga pinag-aawayan pa nilang mga lugar. Na kung ang definition natin ng violent extremism is being an extremist, believing in something so strongly and so passionately that you turn to violent or abusive means to enforce kung ano yung paniniwala mo, you could say that Zionists fit the bill. There are violent extremists on both sides. And sino ang caught in the crossfire? Civilians. Gaano karaming civilians? Let's jump to what happened after the October 7 attack. Hamas did not just kill civilians, soldiers, policemen. They also kidnapped many of them, about 300 in number. And that, plus the violence that happened on October 7, became the reason for IDF to attack Gaza. Why did I say attack Gaza and not attack Hamas? Kasi the way that they did it, ay bombing, constant bombing of the area. And the thing about bombs, they don't make decisions sa kung sino civilian, sino ang Hamas. And since then, itong constant na bombing, not just of, sabihin natin, known military outposts, but of commercial areas, residential areas, and even hospitals, has produced a death toll of, as of today, sa research ko, 11,000 people. 11,000 people. More than 4,000 of them being minors, children, and more than 3,000 of them being women. So let's just say, Araneta Coliseum concert, with people sa baba, VIP standing, na puno. And for comparison, almost 10 times as many as those killed during the October 7 attack. Now, why do I support the call for a ceasefire? I think it's the obvious choice. Kasi kung hindi, more civilians will die. Pero dito na papasok yung mga kind ng comments na nakita ko when I first posted about this weeks ago. Comments like what Israel is doing is in the name of peace and that those deaths are necessary. Comments saying that because Israel is God's people, one should just let them be. Or part ito ng plano ng Diyos. Pero why do some people find it easier to stomach yung ganitong klase ng death toll? Why do people sit idly by? Bakit parang okay lang para sa iba? Well, let's talk about another word. Dehumanization. Studying psychology, studying sociology is not for the faint of heart. Kasi you would look through certain things, certain behaviors, certain attitudes and thoughts and how these come to be and ano yung effects niya sa iba-ibang tao. Dehumanization basically means that we take humans, turn them into less than human, and because they are less than human, people are more inclined to do bad things to them. This is something you probably already witnessed, hindi mo lang siya alam tawagin that way. When you call a certain group of people pests, animals, or say that okay lang silang ubusin kasi ganito naman sila, insert something sa blank na to. Hindi na kasi sila tao eh. Blank na sila. And so justified na yung pag-ubos sa kanila. That is dehumanization. Something that the Israeli defense minister even said. The quote being, we are fighting human animals and we are acting accordingly. Why is this dangerous? Kasi kung tao ang inuubos mo, tao ang pinapatay mo, mabigat. Pero kung ipis, kung hayop, kung baboy, parang pwede na, di ba? Now, bilang isang bansa, hindi naman tayo immune dito. Our recent history shows how calling certain groups of people certain names also excuses yung pag-ubos sa kanila or yung pagsasabi na kailangan gawin yung ginawa sa kanila. Tumatawid pa yan dun sa kung may madamay na civilian, that's collateral damage. And that same pattern happens almost everywhere in the world. And that same pattern also creates generations on generations ng violent extremists. Ikot-ikot lang. Lahat naman tayo nag-agree na mali ang pumatay. May people who would say na minsan kailangan siya. And it's sad that the people who say that ay may intersection sa people who are religious. And I'm going to enter territory that I know is dangerous. Naulit ko, hindi ko naman nila lahat. Pero sinasabi ko rin na yun nung nakita ko sa comment section ng post ko. So I'll try to answer the question, why aren't many people, specifically Filipino people, specifically pa Filipino Christian people, speaking about this? Like I said in the beginning, this is by far the hardest video na gagawin ko. Because I still struggle with that. Let's talk a little bit about religious fundamentalism. Or from an outsider's perspective, religious extremism then. Let me share a bit about my background. I grew up in a very fundamentalist Christian environment. And what that meant is the circles where I grew up in, the Jews were the highest of highest when it comes to chosen people. Kasi sila ang people of God. We were programmed to believe that from a really young age. And the verse this person used dun sa comment niya, pinukpok na yan sa akin, wala bata ako. You have to bless the Jews. Kasi those who bless the Jews are blessed. And if you curse the Jews, you will be cursed. Now, does that mean by making this video, I'm cursed? I don't think so. Because number one, I'm not cursing anyone sa video na to. I'm condemning violence, war crimes. I'm calling for a ceasefire. That simple. And even if I said free Palestine, I don't think that's cursing the Jews. So can Christians call for a ceasefire and not violate that verse? I say yes. Second thing, this was from the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. We are now in the New Covenant. And in the New Covenant, Jews and Gentiles, wala namang sinabi na one is better than the other. Kung hindi yung tinuturo sa kung saan ka nagsisimba, maybe you're due for theology classes. Maybe your pastor even is. But even knowing that, hindi ibig sabihin nun, madali sa akin sabihin lahat ng yan. Sa totoo lang, nanginginig yung boses ko kasi nakaprogram ako a certain way. And religious extremism, this type of fanaticism, also has effects on the people subjected to it. Sa paniniwala, sa pagsasalita, sa kung paano mag-behave. So many Christians understand that this is wrong but are afraid to speak up. Now, I'm not making excuses for the people who are not speaking out. Now again, that does not excuse the behavior, but it explains it. All I'm saying is that it's hard to live most of your life or even all of your life for those who are still under these institutions. Na ito yung messaging sa'yo, and then to have to do something different. Religious trauma is real, and it has real and lasting effects. Nababalikan ko yung groundwork when it comes to preventing violent extremism, when it comes to peace building. You know, a lot of that banks on existence, on exposure to different types of people. But it's getting harder and harder to have those spaces in the world, to coexist with people who don't believe exactly as you do. And so that pushing and pulling creates a separation. And hindi lang basta separation, kailangan extreme separation. And again, breeding ground that could eventually turn into violent extremism. So if my takeaway tayo from this conversation, I hope it's this. Sana hindi puro temper lagi. Gawin nating temperance. Especially in difficult conversations. Temperance is defined as the quality of self-restraint and moderation. Kumbaga, kung lahat ay nandito na, try natin na ibaba ng konti. Bigyan ng isa't isa ng space, ng room to breathe, grow, express themselves. That's what I hope you do after watching this video. That's what I hope to cultivate more sa sarili ko rin when it comes to engaging with different people online and offline. Kasi sana math na lang. Sa math, madalas isang tanong, isang sagot. Pero hindi ganun ang mundo. Pero the one thing I know is that if there's a ceasefire, at least mapopause yung pagdami ng death toll. Kahit dun muna tayo. And may we always remember that numbers are not names. And names are not people. And that people are always more valuable. Again, maybe the reason why our souls are weightless is to remind us that no one soul is more valuable than the other. I know it's not enough, but I tried.